Hello, this is Randy Thompson from the North Carolina Reading Service. Welcome to Music Review. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. For the next half hour, I shall be reading articles about music from such sources as the New York Times, the News and Observer, The Week Magazine, Rolling Stone, and Entertainment Weekly. Music Review is underwritten by Bill McClure, tuning pianos in the Raleigh area since 1968. For more information or to schedule a piano tuning appointment, please call 919-779-1755. This program is designed to provide the latest coverage of classical, folk, jazz, blues, rock, country, and pop music news. But first, these musical trivia questions. Today's musical trivia questions come to us from RollingStone.com, ClassicFM.com, and Kathleen Rudolph. Question number one. It was announced this last week in the news that production of what music device would be discontinued? Was that A, record players, B, iPods, C, harmonicas, or D, CDs? Discontinued music device? Which one was it? And question number two. With 33,112 pipes, an organ nickname, Sonic Mount Rushmore has earned 4 Guinness World Records, 2 relating to its size and 2 to its ear-splitting volume. Where is that organ housed? Is it A, Beijing, China, B, London, England, C, Atlantic City, New Jersey, or D, Rome, Italy? The Sonic Mount Rushmore organ, where is it located anyway? And our extra credit question for today. A murderer is condemned to death. He has to choose between 3 rooms. The first is full of raging fire. The second, full of assassins with loaded guns. And the third is full of lions that haven't eaten in 3 years. Which room is the safest for him? And our transitions are brought to us by the website onthisday.com. And today is the weekend of May the 20th. Well, it was on this very day, back in 1813, that German composer Wilhelm Richard Wagner was born. As noted in biography.com, Richard Wagner was one of the world's most influential and controversial composers. He is famous for both his epic operas, including the 4-part 18-hour Ring Cycle, as well as his anti-Semitic writings, which posthumously made him a favorite of Adolf Hitler. Wagner's birthday today, 1813. And it was 19 years ago today, 2003, that the final manuscript of Beethoven's 9th Symphony, which was annotated by the composer, sold at an auction for $3.47 million. Beethoven's 9th sold today in 2003.
This ain't no disco. It ain't no country club either. Have a little fun before I die. Sits the man next to me out of nowhere. Apropos of nothing. He says his name is William. I'm sure he's Bill, Billy, or Mac, or Buddy.
Sheryl Crow's All I Want to Do and introduces our country music news. It's entitled Something to Crow About. It's written by Walter Scott in Parade magazine on the 1st of May, 2022. Sheryl Crow talked about her groundbreaking career, sexism, depression, perfectionism, cancer, and the price of fame in Sheryl, May the 6th on Showtime. The documentary also featured interviews with fellow artists Keith Richards, Laura Dern, Joe Walsh, Emmylou Harris, and Brandi Carlile, as well as rare archival footage spanning 20 years of performing. I feel like the story is authentic, unique, and honest, says Crowe, 60. It's painful at times, it's uplifting, and hopefully some young person is going to watch this and go, well, it is possible. Beethoven's For Elise introduces our classical music news. It's entitled, Beethoven's For Elise sounds surprisingly enchanting when twisted upside down. This is published on the 27th of April, 2022, in ClassicFM.com by Sophia Alexandra Hall. Written 212 years ago by Ludwig van Beethoven, Für Elise gets a whole new makeover when you flip the piece upside down. For April Fool's Day 2021, the online community of score video makers were challenged with creating twisted versions of Beethoven's solo piano work Für Elise. Videos range from turning the piece from a 3/8 time signature to 4/4 to nonsensical songs which placed each hand of the performer in different keys. However, for Italian composer and video score maker Stefano Paparosi, his take came on 1 year later, and his version was definitely worth waiting for. In Paparosi's twisted version of Für Elise, the score is turned upside down and transposed so that the left hand now carries the melody. It's a darker, brooding score with a disturbing sense of mystery. The video has been viewed over 425,000 times on YouTube, and commentators are thrilled to learn that, quote-unquote, Beethoven also works upside down. More tongue-in-cheek viewers have also expressed their delight that Beethoven can, quote-unquote, finally be played in Australia. Inverting melodies or turning normally major melodies into minor is a common trick used in film scoring to highlight a change in tone during a story. Since the success of this take on Für Elise, the composer has taken on the challenge of creating upside-down version of works by Bach, Chopin, and Mozart. Lionel Richie's Easy introduces our Rhythm and Blues Music News. It's entitled, Lionel Richie Awarded the Library of Congress Gershwin Prize. This is written by Rick Bentley, KGET.com, on the 16th of May, 2022. Lionel Richie has been a successful part of the music world for more than half a century. During that time, he became one of only two songwriters in history to have number one records for 9 consecutive years, along with selling more than 125 million albums worldwide. He also has been awarded an Oscar, a Golden Globe, 4 Grammy Awards, and been a Kennedy Center honoree in 2017. His impact on the music world, that continues with his being a judge on ABC's American Idol, has earned Richie the Library of Congress Gershwin Prize for Popular Song. The annual award honors living musical artists whose lifetime contributions in the field of popular song exemplify the standard of excellence associated with George and Ira Gershwin by promoting the genre of song as a vehicle of cultural understanding and inspiring new generations of musicians. Past winners have included Paul Simon, Paul McCartney, Billy Joel, Carole King, Tony Bennett, and Garth Brooks. Richie was surprised when he was told of the honor because the Alabama native has always just considered himself a very simple songwriter. Richie formed several R&B groups in the mid-1960s, but it wasn't until he became a singer and saxophone player for the Commodores that his career really launched. The group produced the chart-topping song Still, Three Times a Lady, and Easy. The song playing in the background right now. And in music research and technology, we have this article entitled, Music to Make You Fall Asleep. An insomniac weighs in on insomnia, the Bach-Goldberg variations. This is written by Charles Mudidi on the 12th of May, 2022, in thestranger.com. Sleep is not something I easily slip into. I often wake up surprised I slept at all. Other times, I'm not even sure I slept. I have to scan my memory for some irregularity or something surreal, like a version of me as a count in a coffin in a bell tower with bats. I'm not a count. I say to myself, and I'm on a bed, and this is a regular house with no bats. So, I was dreaming. And if I was dreaming, I must have been sleeping. This confirmation immediately clears my mind, and I'm ready for the day. But if there's no dream, no way to know if I slept or not, the fog in my mind never clears, and so my very long day is much like those short and dim ones Seattle experiences in the middle of winter. This is where music plays an important role. If I command my music robot to start at the lowest volume possible, a playlist called Acropolis, which begins with Harold Budd's Perhaps, an insomniac masterpiece I know by heart, then I can tell exactly where I fell asleep, if I fell asleep, because I will have no memory of listening to the album beyond, say, its opening track or reaching its concluding track. It's here we can now turn to Insomnia, the Bach-Goldberg Variations, a string interpretation of a musical composition with few equals in the classical canon. The Goldberg Variations owes its name to Johann Gottlieb Goldberg, a student of Bach and Count Kaiserling's personal pianist. The Count suffered not so much from insomnia than its cousin, hypochondria. When thinking about this or that illness he might be suffering from, he would be kept up all night. During these long and excruciating hours, the Count would have Goldberg play the piano in a room next to his. What the Count wanted from Bach, the greatest composer in Germany at the time, was a work devoted to his sleepless night. We now call this work the Goldberg Variations.
This old story before, where the people keep a killing for the metaphors.
Jack Johnson's Never Know introduces our rock and pop music news. It's entitled Jack Johnson embraces the mystical on new song, Meet the Moonlight. This is written by John Blistein, published on May 13, 2022, in finance.yahoo.com. Shocking, but nothing, we're just moments. Jack Johnson has released the dreamy title track from his upcoming album, Meet the Moonlight, set to arrive June 24 via Brushfire Republic Records. Meet the Moonlight features a simple percussion click, a mesmerizing tangle of ethereal guitars and piano, and Johnson's tender croon. But it's good to be right here. It's good not to miss. Too many chances to follow love. The song is paired with a music video directed by Morgan Masson, which was filmed almost completely underwater. In a statement, Johnson said of the song, "Whenever I walk outside at night and look up at the stars, it's always a way to be present instead of worrying about the future or dwelling on the past." Celebrated producer Blake Mills, who helped Johnson craft all of the Meet the Moonlight, called the tune one of the most spiritually interesting things I've ever worked on. He added, "There's a chord in the song that wasn't part of the initial composition. It happened by mistake when we were first playing it. In the end, we kept it, because what that chord suggested was all the mystery. To me, it represents the whole process of us finding a common ground and working together to keep all those little idiosyncrasies tucked into the mix." Meet the Moonlight follows the album's previously released first single, One Step Ahead, which arrived last month. The record marks Johnson's ninth studio album and first since 2017's All the Light Above It Too. Johnson will embark on a North American tour in support of Meet the Moonlight, June 21st, in Guilford, New Hampshire. We're just moments. We're clever, but we're clueless. We're just human. Amusing, confusing, but the truth is, all we got is questions we'll never know. And in local music news, we have this article titled, Maggie Peterson, known to Andy Griffith Show fans as Charlene Darling, has died. This is written by Brooke Kane, May 16, 2022, in the News and Observer. To paraphrase Charlene Darling, this one makes us cry. The family of Maggie Peterson Mancuso, who played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, announced on Monday that the actress and singer died on Sunday, May the 15th. The news was posted on The Andy Griffith Show Museum Facebook on Monday. A family member wrote on Mancuso's page that she passed peacefully in her sleep with her family present. The post stated that Mancuso's health had declined after the death of her husband, Gus, and that a private service would be held in the next few weeks. Maggie wanted this community to know how much you meant to her over the past 3 years, the message to fans read. Despite being in Las Vegas and away from her family, your love and devotion helped her to not feel alone. She made many mentions to us about how she couldn't believe how generous you all were. You truly made a positive impact on her life and helped her during some very difficult times. Mancuso played the only daughter in the Darling family, a musical family of North Carolina mountain people who often showed up in nearby Mayberry, North Carolina. The palats surrounding a Darling visit would often involve Charlene Darling's love life. She even once set her sights on Sheriff Andy Taylor. "Pa, can't I just look at the pretty man?" she asked her father, played by Mount Airy native Andy Griffith. The show's setting of Mayberry is said to have been based loosely on Mount Airy, North Carolina. Darlene Visits also meant lots of music on an Andy Griffith Show episode, with Mancuso, Charlene Darlene, often on vocals. Charlene's brothers, played by members of the accomplished bluegrass group The Dillards, who played guitar and banjo and also sang. Father Briscoe played the jug. Among the most popular Darlene family numbers voiced by Mancuso were Salty Dog and There Is a Time, the latter of which Charlene noted always made her pa cry. Conversely, nearly every other song the group sang, including Never Hit Your Grandma with a Big Old Stick, made Charlene cry. Charlene Darlene and her Darlene family appeared in 6 episodes of The Andy Griffith Show from 1963 to 1966. So, how did you do on today's trivia questions? Well, the answer to our first question, it was announced this last week that production of which music device would be discontinued? Was it A, record players? Was it B, iPods? Was it C, harmonicas? Or was it D, CDs? Correct answer? Answer B, iPods. As noted in a May 13, 2022 RollingStone.com article by Rob Sheffield titled, Rest in Peace, iPod. It's the end of an era because the iPod was more than just a portable jukebox. It was a way of life. It revolutionized the art of music fandom. It created the shuffle play future we're all living in. The last non-streaming music gadget. The last one that didn't require you to ask a corporation's permission to listen to your own music collection. The last one designed for you to just be alone with this sound. The best damn listening device in the history of human ears. Chris Velazu writes in a 5/15/22 Washington Post article titled, Iconic iPod is Going Away, But Won't Be Forgotten. For a generation of people who lived, worked, and grew up in the 2000s, the word iPod was synonymous with music. Despite the speed with which smartphones took over our lives, Apple kept making its digital media players without much fuss. Not anymore. In a 5/11/22 statement, the company said it would continue selling the seventh generation iPod Touch while supplies last, a quiet confirmation that the age of the iPod may finally be over. According to Leander Caney, author of the book The Cult of iPod, the company's first MP3 player was really a marvelous gadget, so easy to use and the source of so much joy and pleasure because of the music it contained, of course. And it was the product that totally transformed Apple, laid the groundwork for the iPhone, and kick-started massive growth. But even though the last iPods Apple ever plans to make are on sale right now, it seems unlikely that those devices will completely disappear from the cultural consciousness anytime soon. So yeah, Apple's announcement does officially mark the end of an era, but judging by the many models currently on sale on eBay, it may be a while, if ever, before people finally have to move on from their precious iPods. And the answer to our second question, with 33,112 pipes, an organ nicknamed Sonic Mount Rushmore has earned 4 Guinness World Records, 2 relating to its size and 2 to its ear-splitting volume. Where is that organ housed? Is it A, Beijing, China, B, London, England, C, Atlantic City, New Jersey, or D, Rome, Italy? Correct answer, answer C, Atlantic City, New Jersey. As noted in a May 11, 2022 article by Sienna Linton in ClassicFM.com titled, Hear the Epic Sound of a 33,112 Pipe Organ in Atlantic City, the World's Largest Musical Instrument. Nestled in a cluster of islands on the east coast of the United States, New Jersey's Atlantic City is a popular holiday destination well known for its nightlife, casinos, beaches, and the iconic Atlantic City Boardwalk. Looking out over the Atlantic Ocean is Boardwalk Hall, home to the Miss America pageant, ice hockey games, music concerts, and the world's largest musical instrument. Built between May 1929 and December 1932, by the Midmer-Loesch Organ Company. The organ is one of only two in the world to have 64 feet in length pipes, the other being the Sydney Town Hall ground organ. Tasked with filling the large Boardwalk Hall auditorium with its sound, the organ is also the loudest musical instrument ever constructed. The wind pressure that bellows through the instrument pipes when played is roughly 30 times more forceful than that on a normal organ stop. The sound is described in the Guinness Book of World Records as, quote-unquote, a pure trumpet note of ear-splitting volume 6 times louder than the loudest train whistle. The main console of the organ breaks records, too, with its 7 manual keyboards and over 1,200 stops lining its walls. The organ has been undergoing several decades of restoration since being damaged by a hurricane in 1944 and further destruction by renovation work to the hall in 2001. As of 2020, more than one half of the organ is once again working. By the way, a performance of Bach's Toccata in D minor played on this instrument by Thomas Gaynor can be heard in that 511-22 online classicfm.com article by Sienna Linton. And the extra credit question, well, a madman is condemned to death. He has to choose between 3 rooms. The first is full of raging fire, the second of assassins with loaded guns, and the third is full of lions that haven't eaten in 3 years. So which room is the safest for him? Safest room? Well, the third room, because lions that haven't eaten in 3 years are dead. Research has shown that doing puzzles, riddles, as we age, is good for the brain. So keep it up. And let's close out with this roar from Katy Perry. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Music Review. Be sure to tune in at the same time next week. This program is also available as a podcast after the broadcast in our website, ncreadingservice.org. As we leave you now, remember these words. Kindness is a language which blind people see and deaf people hear. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. If you have a suggestion for music to feature on this program, please leave a message for me at 919-832-5138. I'm Randy Thompson, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. Music Review, underwritten by Bill McClure. Tuning pianos in the Raleigh area since 1968. For more information or to schedule a piano tuning, please call 919-779-1755. So long, until next time.